here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre and the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, and along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's always good to be back here, and yes. Today we're reading Looking Back through the Bunyip of Wednesday, 16th of October, 2024. Would have been my mum. That was my mum's birthday,
right.
October 16. Mm. She was 100 last year on the 2023. So,
right.
Yes. Anyway, kicking off with 150 years ago, Gawler Town Schools. Conformably with the decision of the Town Council, the Town Clerk has addressed the Board of Education on the subject of aiding the town in the establishment of a public school, inquiring first to what extent the Board would supplement any sum expended on school buildings. The reply being that the subsidy would be in proportion of £2 to £1. Secondly, would the property be vested in the Gawler Corporation, and would the amount expended be reimbursed to the town in case of an Act of Parliament authorised to government to erect the school buildings? To this, the answer was yes, but a trust deed would be requisite, so the building should be employed for only educational purposes. The question as to reimbursement of cost of buildings was not entertained.
Because this was 1 year before the Education Act came in, which made it government.
Yep.
And according to the 1851 Education Act, the corporations built the school building. They could get a loan from the funding
right.
from government,
yep.
but it was basically up to the corporation, and they organised a teacher. The government paid a stipend to the teacher.
Yep.
So then in 1875, education became compulsory.
Yes. Yep.
And the government took on the more responsibility for it. So they're really a year ahead of their time. But the Gawler Primary School wasn't built till 1877. It was completed and opened in 1878.
Why, when I've been doing my family yes. history, and I've got an actual photocopy of the admissions register for Echunga Goldfield School, and that's dated 1877 onwards.
Mm.
And some of the students, the numbering, and I had other family members that obviously went through the old Echunga Goldfield School, but that the first register is missing.
Right, yeah.
And the second register takes up from 1877, and I know there was an earlier register because I actually saw it, but it's disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from State Archives, so I don't know who nicked it or whether it's been misfiled.
Years ago, I was researching in State Archives and this was a register of orphanage children, and the relevant page that we wanted to look at had been ripped out. Just that one page in the whole register.
So this register of orphanages?
It was a register of the orphanage children in... it's the one that became the Julia Farm Centre. So it was I think it was a Church of England orphanage for girls.
Yeah, I was interested in finding orphanage info about Catholic one, and I've been told it's in the Archdiocese in Adelaide.
Mm.
So that's a task for the next book.
Yes. So, on to 100 years ago, riding on footpaths and pillion riding. The disregard of a certain class of cyclists in defying the local government law by riding on footpaths has caused councils to seek the aid of the court in putting down the practice. Within the Gawler South District, complaints have been rife, and council determined that the practice must stop. Of late, several offenders have been caught and been mulcted.
Mulcted in expenses at the local court. Don't know.
I think there's a type of a misreading there. So we're a little confused because there's a
translation. Well, there's a word in there we've never heard of.
Or either that.
Or it's an error in transcription.
It's probably a transcription error. Mulcted in expenses at the local court. Think what that should be. Usually I can work out what it should be.
No.
I can't with this one, so a little confused.
Well, you Google it while I read the next one.
Okay.
And then we might go back and reread that one.
Yes, yeah.
50 years ago, suburban snub. Gawler should retain its rural character. That is the overwhelming message in the recent survey conducted by the Bunyip on the pressing needs of Gawler. The survey on local government issues showed conclusively that the majority of Gawler residents want nothing to do with the tag suburb. Those who took part in the survey also came out strongly in favour of establishing a green belt between Gawler and Smithfield and maintaining the small privately owned shops. I know who would have done that survey. They were always a bit of a straw poll, but never mind.
Yeah, I do remember that we read the article a week or two ago where they said they were doing it.
Yes, yes.
And we did say, oh, we'll find out there. I hate when everything has suburb O's annoys me. They'll have to write suburb, not town.
Yes,
very annoying. So, I don't like
it. Did we find mulcted?
Yes, we did, and it is indeed a word.
Oh, what
past tense mulcted, past participle mulcted. Extract money from someone by fine or taxation.
Well, there you go. So do you want to reread that paragraph or do you want to leave it?
I think I'll leave it as that because we've learnt something.
We have learnt something.
And it's then interesting. Take money or possessions from someone by fraudulent means can also mean. So it can mean by taxation or fine or by fraudulent means. So
there you go.
Mm.
You ever come across that, Les, in the police force? Mulcted. Mulcted. Never heard of it. No. So we've all learnt a new name, new word today.
We have. Yes,
mulcted.
Yeah.
Just stuck in your head.
Never seen that word before.
It's a good one for the quiz night, you know.
It is. And we get away, you know.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes. So 25 years ago, metropolitan or country, we're on the same theme here. We're caught between the two worlds, and inconsistencies in agency definitions is a bone of contention for many Gawler business proprietors. Businesses have to pay STD, subscriber trunk dialing, phone rates to ring their city counterparts and head offices, and are often slugged higher freight charges for deliveries. But like the rest of us, they pay metropolitan car registration fees and other more expensive metropolitan charges.
I remember that issue coming up. We had to deal with it. I think we're still in a similar position, aren't we?
I don't think it's changed.
Anyway, 10 years ago, Brittany gets a shot. Gawler cricketing prodigy Brittany Perry lived out every young cricketer's dream over the weekend, debuting at senior level for the South Australian Scorpions women's team. The 20-year-old middle-order bat played in two T20 matches against Victoria, scoring 18 and 1. The latter knock a result of arriving at the crease with only 8 balls left in the innings. The Scorpion side certainly isn't lacking in talent of its own. International recruits Sarah Taylor from England and Sophie Devine from New Zealand also debuted in the side against Perry. I have trouble saying debuted. Did their debut. Anyway, to me it's just grammatically odd. That's it for this week. We're a bit all over the shop, but anyway, it's interesting, Jeanette.
Some interesting ones, yes. And we learnt a new word.
A new word, a bonus.
Yes, always a bonus.
We'll speak again next week.
Until next week, Kate.
Until then. For all light signs.